created for community. A compilation.
A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. John 13:34. In our individualistic society, many of us often feel alone. Sometimes we are actually alone, at other times we simply feel lonely. Some of us, conditioned by our culture, believe we are better off by ourselves and think we do not need the help of others. However, the gospel, and all of scripture for that matter, reinforces the truth that we were created for community. God created us not to be isolated beings, but rather people who live life with others. The primary way that we as Christians live in community is by belonging to His church. When our culture thinks of community, it often thinks of a social club, or an organization formed around a specific interest or cause. But the church is something much greater. It is Christ's body. And the nature of our relationships with other Christians is described in the New Testament as koinonia, a Greek word often translated as fellowship. It means that we as Christians have communion with one another and participate in life together. Not only that, but we also have communion with Christ and participate in His life and mission. We are members of His body. The fellowship of the church is concretely expressed in diversity. God wants to transform us from people who prefer to be with those who are like us into people who love those who are unlike us and unlike those whom we would typically associate. One reason why God has established the church is so that we can experience concretely the love of Christ. Yet this love was never meant to be restricted to the community of the church. Rather, it should generously overflow into all of our communities, including our workplaces. The love of Christ changes the way we see our work community. Our co-workers are not merely people who help us get our work done or help us advance professionally. No. God has placed them in our lives so that we may love and serve them, even if they are radically different from us. We are called to love them so that they might not only flourish, but also experience God's love and mercy. NIV Faith and Work Bible. Building a sense of community. Christianity wasn't meant to be lived in a vacuum. It is meant to be shared in loving fellowship and unity with others, and to spread to those outside our faith community. Our character grows and matures through being in community with others. The very nature of being in community, working together with personalities which may be very different than our own, having to stretch and give of yourself, makes us exercise the type of qualities that Jesus wants us to hone. And without that interaction, it is more of a challenge to mature spiritually in a well-rounded fashion. Those challenges are also the staging ground for internal growth. They help to make us more like Jesus and better equip us to reach out to others and to be conduits of God's love. As John Ortberg wrote in The Me I Want to Be, God uses people to form people. That is why what happens between you and another person is never merely human-to-human interaction. The Spirit longs to be powerfully at work in every encounter. Spiritually, as John the Apostle said, anyone who does not love remains in death. When we live in isolation, we are more likely to give in to temptation or discouragement. We are more likely to become self-absorbed. We are more likely to spend money in selfish ways. Not only do we suffer when we live in disconnectedness, but then other people whom God placed around us get cheated out of the love God intended us to give them. Being in a Christian community is similar to being part of a family. Usually we have a sense of belonging with our family. We are confident that our parents, grandparents, or brothers and sisters love us and will be there for us when we need help. We feel that they're watching out for us. That same sense of belonging, concern, and love is what we are to strive to build with our brethren in the Lord. We who believe are part of God's family. And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." As Christians, we have the privilege and responsibility to manifest the Lord's love to the people in our community who are in need. We are to show love to all mankind, but especially to those of the community of faith. The Bible says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." In his blog, Arthur Stewart explained the need to care for one another in community this way. We need people to walk the ongoing walk with us, sharing in moments of high and low, and all the mundane working it out in between. We want people to laugh with us, to cry with us, other people to care about and help with our kids, friends to pray with and that we can call when our car battery dies and we need help. We want Jesus-filled community. In living this way, we are the church. Love God, love others, love one another. Help others do the same. Seek God's kingdom. Journey together. Mission together. Be who you are meant to be together. Besides the practical ways we can help others and bear one another's burdens, we can help people by encouraging them. As John Ortberg points out, every day, everyone you know faces life with eternity on the line, and life has a way of beating people down. Every life needs a cheering section. Every life needs a shoulder to lean on once in a while. Every life needs a prayer to lift them up to God. Every life needs a hugger to wrap some arms around them sometimes. Every life needs to hear a voice saying, "Don't give up." We are not islands. We are dependent on others. Only God knows how many times the great things that have been done by men and women of God throughout the centuries were made possible by another believer who had the ministry of encouragement and prayer. God wants us to love all humankind and to be examples of his attributes to those we meet and interact with on a daily basis. Jesus said, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Jesus wants us, his followers, to be known for our love. So as we seek to build community and to foster a sense of belonging and camaraderie, we do so for and by and with the love of Christ, which compels us. Peter Amsterdam. God's design. Individualism and doing life on our own is not part of God's design. After all, God is a community in himself. Existing for all of eternity past, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit have enjoyed the love and fellowship of their perfect triune community. In creating mankind, God desired for us to participate in that community and know the perfect and joyous love the Godhead share. But God didn't stop there. He didn't create man to be in community with him alone. After he created the world and Adam, God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." God created man and woman to be in community together, to create families and live together, bearing the image of and reflecting the three-in-one God. Scripture is all about community. God chose the Israelites to be his people. and I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you shall be my people. They lived and worshiped him together in community. Following the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ, God then instituted the church, the body of Christ, as a community of believers. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. Paul Tripp says in his book, Whiter Than Snow, Meditations on Sin and Mercy, we weren't created to be independent, autonomous, or self-sufficient. We were made to live in a humble, worshipful, and loving dependency upon God, and in a loving and humble interdependency with others. Our lives were designed to be community projects. Yet, the foolishness of sin tells us that we have all that we need within ourselves. The truth is, we need each other. We need to trust, rely on, and depend upon other believers. God gave us each other to walk alongside, encourage, and spur one another in the faith. Though society might tell us that we can do life on our own, God's Word tells us that we simply can't function without each other. We need each other, and we need community. Christina Fox.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.